This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey guys, my name is Paul. I'm a first time, I discovered your channel like 2 days ago. So I've been listening to it like nonstop ever since. Love what I'm hearing. I think you guys are great. Love all the stories I'm hearing. I like that you guys are kind of like non-judgmental about anybody's story and kind of just taking it all in and actually talking about it in a positive way and like real life discussions to try to understand what's going on. With that being said, I have a story for you guys. I'll give you a little bit of background on it. Hopefully it's not a little long, and hopefully I don't want to ramble, but just to give a little bit of background, we're Asian. We're from Southeast Asia. I was born here, but my parents are from Southeast Asia. Came in 83. I'm 31 years old. Born in 1985. Basically, in Southeast Asian culture, and this may be most Asian cultures actually, there's a saying that if you are drunk or intoxicated in some type of way, whether it's alcohol or drugs, spirits can enter your body more easily. Like you could easily be possessed, I guess they would say. With that being said, my father died on September 27th, 1992. We just had his death anniversary, 23rd death anniversary, a couple weeks ago. I remember afterwards, me and my older sister went to go eat afterwards, and we started talking about my dad, and she brought up one night that happened about a year after he died and asked me if I remembered it. At first, I didn't remember it, but once she started bringing it up, I was like, I remember it kind of like as clear as day. So I kind of think it was sort of like a repressed memory. With that being said, my dad died, in 1992. My mom remarried about a year later to my stepdad. And in our community, we're Asian American, Southeast Asian American. Cambodian to be specific. Where we live at, it's the community, everybody pretty much knows each other. So everybody in the community knew my father. Everybody in the community knew my stepdad. So, them getting remarried after a year. Some say it might be too soon, but, it wasn't really that big of a deal, not to me and my sister either. Now, the story I'm going to tell you guys is this happened when I was 9 years old. This happened in 93. Because I remember I was still, my sister's 3 years older than me. I was still sleeping with her in her room. I didn't probably start sleeping by myself until I was about 10. And I remember one night, me and my sister were talking about it, I do remember one night, my mom and dad just came back from a wedding, or my mom and stepdad came back from a wedding, one of their friends' weddings. Late at night, we were already in bed by at that point. I remember, we were watching TV, we all just fell asleep. I don't know what time it was, but we just remember waking up, and my stepdad was banging on our door. And we were just like, wondering why he was banging on our door. We just kind of ignored it. My mom and my stepdad, they never really argued at that point either. And this is like, they were like arguing, and he was banging on my door. We were kind of groggy waking up, me and my sister. We didn't know what was going on. We were scared, not scared of anything ghostly, just mostly like, what's going on? Why is he banging on our door? So my sister, she was brave about it. She went to go open the door. As soon as she opened the door, my stepdad, he just came into the room, started hugging us, just saying that he misses us and like he was just like, he was crying the whole time, and he had his eyes closed, and then like he was just, you know, hugging us and saying that he missed us. And, you know, we were just confused because we were just like, okay, we didn't know what was going on. My mom came in there and she would just start slapping him in his face. And she was just like saying, you know, in our language, like, you know, we don't want you here, you know, go home, go away. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing here? And we, you know, me and my sister, we just looked at each other like, I don't know what the hell is going on. You know, we just don't know what the hell is going on. You know, we're just like, we don't know what's going on. He's, you know, we're like, he's drunk, you know, he must be drunk. So with that being said, you know, my mom finally got out of the room and we tried to just go back to sleep or ignore it, but we still kind of heard the commotion going on. And then, you know, we were already up at that point. I got up, got out the room, went outside to the hallway, and then, you know, all the lights are on. There's still my mom and him still arguing. And then I see my stepdad try to call my aunt. He tried to call her, pick up the phone and call my aunt, which was my real dad's little sister. And my mom just snatched the phone from him, was like, what are you doing? You know, it's late at night. And then the whole time he's just crying there saying that he misses us. You know, he wish he was here. He's sorry. You know, it was just really, really confusing the whole night. And me being 9 years old, I just didn't know what was going on. I was like, you know, whatever, F it. I'm going to go back to sleep. I don't know what's going on. You know, the next day, all that kind of went on for like another hour or so, and then it finally quieted down. Afterwards, you know, we woke up, you know, came down for breakfast or whatnot. You know, my stepdad, he looked terrible. Like, he looked like he had a rough night, which he obviously did. I didn't say anything to him. Me and my sister just kind of look at him like, you know, kind of funny, like, but he was just like kind of zoned out, like he needed some coffee, or like he was just like kind of like he got off of a hangover. He went up to go take a shower. My mom came down. She was like, you know, don't say anything about what happened last night to your stepdad. I was like, okay. And I didn't think nothing of it. And then from that point on, I think I must have forgot about it, because I never thought about it again from that point. Now, when I talked about my sister, she told me that, I don't know if you remember that night, but my sister, you know, I was 9, she was 12 years old. So, you know, she's a little bit more older than me, more mature, knows what's kind of going on. She told me that, her and my mom talked about it. Apparently my real dad possessed my stepdad because he was drunk. And that was my real dad that was, you know, doing all that. And, you know, like, I was like, whoa, like that memory stuck with, you know, like I never remembered it, but now that I remembered it, it was like everything's kind of, now that I remember what he said and all the things we were doing, it kind of clicked for me, like, whoa, like, did that really happen? You know, like, I just, you know, and then, like, my sister remembers it more vividly than I do, but now that, you know, I kind of thinking about it more and more, it's like, I don't know if that really happened or not, but my sister told me that a couple of days afterwards, my mom called some monks to come over and come bless our house. You know, we're Buddhists, and, you know, like that, a lot of that stuff is in a part of our culture. And, you know, I never had any other instances with anything like that happening with my stepdad. My sister told me that afterwards, though, maybe like a week later, my stepdad asked my sister to take, you know, to go to my dad's grave with him. And my sister told me that he brought some flowers, went to dad's grave, and, you know, he went there by himself. My sister stayed in the car, but he stayed there for about like 3 minutes, and my sister could tell like he was like probably talking to my dad's gravesite. So I don't know if my stepdad was aware of that happening to him or what, or he just got a feeling, but I don't know. I just thought this whole situation was pretty wild to be when it happened. And, you know, now that I thought about it, that, this might have, like, you know, my sister, my mom, and me, like, we never we obviously never talked about it because I totally forgot about it until my sister brought it up to me. And now that I remember everything, I'm just like, you know, I don't, if that's what really happened, like, you know, we think that's what happened, then, you know, it's, I don't know how you guys feel about possessions, but, you know, that's kind of the situation for that. And I don't know if that's something that, you know, we need to be worried about in the future, or is that something that was kind of a one-time thing? But like I said, you know, ever from that night on, you know, we never had anything going on. You know, it's been 23 years now. You know, love my stepdad. You know, he's always treated me well. You know, never, like, I never had an issue with him. So, and I love my father too, my real dad. And you know, I guess I want to say if I kind of knew that was him during that time, I think I would have, you know, I might have said a couple more things instead of just kind of, you know, like just being dumbfounded about everything. But, you know, that's pretty much my story, guys. And, you know, I'm hearing you guys, and I love what I'm hearing. You know, hope to hear more good things from you guys. Thanks, guys. Take care.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.